this turnout in Cedarburg is what our campaign is all about. We're going to go across the small towns of America, and we're going to give them hope, and we're going to give them confidence, and we will bring about change in Washington, D.C., and we will not talk about it, but we'll do something about it. You know, I've been called a maverick. That's somebody who marches to the beat of his own drum, and sometimes it's meant as a compliment, and sometimes it's not. My friends, I was not elected Miss Congeniality in the United States Congress again this year. I'm sorry to tell you. I fought corruption, and it didn't matter. It didn't matter if they were Democrats or Republicans. I fought the big spenders. I fought the pork barrelers. My friends, when I'm president, the first earmarked pork barrel bill that comes across my desk, I will veto it. You will know their names. We will make them famous, and we will stop this corruption. I'll keep taxes low and cut them where I can. My opponent will raise your taxes. I'll open new markets to our goods and services. My opponent will close them. I'll cut government spending. He wants to increase. Look at his record. His health care plan will result in a government-run health care system that puts a bureaucrat between you and your doctor. We won't do that. We won't do that. I've worked across the aisle again and again. I've reached out my hand to those on the other side of the aisle to work for a common good. Senator Obama never has. And that's why this ticket is the ticket to shake up Washington and get things done for you and for our people.
The pollsters and the pundits, they forgot one thing when they wrote him off. They forgot the caliber of the man himself, the determination, the resolve, and the sheer guts of Senator John McCain. If the United States military had suffered defeat at the hands of al-Qaeda in Iraq, our nation would be less safe today, and millions of innocent people would have been left to a violent fate. That tragedy would have happened if Barack Obama would have got his way and Congress had cut off funding for the surge. It did not happen because John McCain was right. He had the vision and the will to see the surge through to victory.